It is the Riot Podcast. Here we are. Hi. So, lots of stuff to talk about today.
No band interview in this podcast, but we do a Riot food fight.
Well, it's not worth listening to. Just shut it off.
No, we do a Riot food fight with a new M&M, the caramel M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are something.
Yes.
To see if we like them or not.
Those are, we still have some left.
I made you put them away, though. I would have eaten them all.
It is true.
Oh, spoiler alert. Does she like them or not?
We'll see.
I don't know. Did you also put in our other food topic?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of discussion about the bubble.
Do you know what the bubble is?
The pizza
bubble.
Bubble.
And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, and then, of course, you can also hit us up on our Facebook page as there is pizza bubble discussion.
So join us at Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can also email us anytime you would like to if there's... Like, even if over the weekend something comes up and you're like, oh my gosh, I must tell the Riot, feel free to anytime. Riot@radiou.com is how you can get a hold of us, too.
The other thing that's in this that I'll have to say that I'm still fascinated by is the guy that cuts people's hair and then runs away.
Isn't that weird?
Okay. I don't feel like in the actual break, like, I'm able to convey the fact that I'm fascinated by him doing it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the sensation of somebody cutting your hair and then you just turning around and then running away and you're left there with a big, like, gap in your hair.
Now, I didn't tell
on air.
There's
nothing you can do.
Did I ever tell you about in first grade when I got in trouble with cutting my hair?
That must be a girl thing.
It was weird. I was not allowed to, but they were giving us scissors to use.
Yeah.
And I remember being sitting there at my desk, and we weren't supposed to play with our scissors, but I was playing with our scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing with my hair with my scissors. And the teacher came over and said, "Why are you cutting your hair and playing with your scissors?" And I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not doing that at all."
You didn't realize you were cutting your hair?
Well, I don't know if I did or not. I don't remember that part, but I remember the teacher saying, "Turn around." And my hair was on the floor because I was cutting my hair.
Oh my gosh.
With the scissors. Because that was like the real scissors, not like the
safety scissors.
The safety scissors. And so anytime cutting hair is brought up, it was like, oh yeah, when, you know, we'd cut our hair. So.
Yeah. Well, I had a cousin that cut her hair and her sister's hair. So they're both my cousins. And so there is still...
On purpose or an accident?
Oh, no, on purpose. And there's this picture of them at a certain age, and they have, like...
The weird cut.
I mean,
cut.
Like, just absolutely, like, super short hair.
Yeah.
And that's because apparently they were left alone in a room one time.
With scissors.
One of them found the scissors. That was the end of the hair.
That's what you got to worry about. But that's your own doing. If it's someone else doing it, a stranger, then that's, I mean, worse.
What?
Way, way, way worse.
You did not ask for it. But I mean, I guess the other side of it is like, hey, free haircut.
No. That's, again, not... At
just,
all what
I'm
you
just
want.
I'm trying to find the upside.
There's no positive.
I keep going, in my mind, I keep going back to it like, oh, that haircut.
Well, listen to the story and let us know your thoughts. Again, Radio U Riot on Facebook. Message us there.
It is the Riot.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Man, you want to know what crazy looks like? Looks pretty normal, actually, until it happens. Holy crap. I want to introduce you to Jared. Jared is 30 years old, and he lives in Portland, Oregon. And he moved there for about eight years ago? Yeah. And Wednesday night, he ended up getting arrested for the fourth time. Several people had called in 911 calls about him. Apparently, he on Wednesday night was at Walmart, which I don't think was that, like, just outside of Portland? I don't know. But I know that he went to Walmart, and, you know, he took some scissors, and he was walking around the store cutting women's hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird.
Like,
for his collection, or what does he say it's for?
Oh, it's for him. He's been known in the local community as the TriMet Barber.
So he does this a lot? Well, yeah, you mentioned he got picked up and arrested a few times.
Yeah, and so a guy from the area saw the guy at Walmart, recognized him, started following him around, and then that was it. Like, he ended up nabbing the guy. He spent an hour and a half chasing him around the neighborhood. And so it was one of those things where he was literally tailing this guy, called the police, and ended up getting him. So,
well, way to go, guy.
It's crazy.
You saved, like, a lot of people's hair right there.
Isn't that crazy? So this guy's been to prison before. Oh my gosh, he's been cutting women's hair. He glues it on the sides of the bus.
Okay. I just don't understand. But that's crazy right there.
Yep. I'm not going to tell you what he did in 2014. I'm just going to skip right over
that. Okay, thank you. A little too much?
Well, yeah, it is too much. You don't want to hear about it. But I was thinking about the idea of, like, what if you're just standing there and you hear this sound?
And that's your hair.
Someone cut your hair. And the weird thing about it is you can punish him. You can yell at him. You can smack him. But you can't get your hair back.
You can't glue that back on yours. Like, your head only is bust.
That is one of those things that, like, it's done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's such a weird personal violation of, like, somebody hits you. That seems like, man, what are you doing? But somebody cuts your hair. It's just like, what?
Especially if he's taking a big enough chunk out. Like, it just depends on if he's snipping or if he's going for, like, a ponytail.
And then you have to keep telling people, like, well, the TriMet barber got me.
This is not my doing.
I was at Walmart. I didn't think to myself, this is what I wanted, but dang it.
I just, that's, that guy's, he's invading your personal space, but then he's also taking something very important.
He's taking your hair. I'm just amazed that, too, this guy's, like, in Walmart, like, that's him, it's the barber.
Well, I'm also amazed he's gone so long with it, and... You know, did, like, no one else know that this guy had this bust with the hair on it?
I guess not.
Like, or they thought it was an art project?
Well,
or...
no, the bust, that's something he would just, I think he was gluing them to inside public buses.
Oh, so, like, he'd sit I thought down he had and glue. A bust. I'm no. like, this is my hair bust. So he goes and picks you up on a date, and it's like, what is this?
Thought I could add some of your hair to this collection.
Oh man, that's weird. Okay, I got you. So he'd take and cut off women's hair, and then in the public buses.
And then, like, run away.
Yes, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All still crazy.
Boy, that is something.
That's something, isn't it?
And just the idea of somebody cutting your hair and running away. What are you doing? You can't do that.
Well, he did, but not anymore.
But you shouldn't.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
You know, it doesn't take long for you to spend time on the internet and get the feeling that you're just not welcome. Now, granted, it's going to depend what part of the internet you're in, but spend some time watching the news or watching this or that. Everywhere you go, there's a group that's not happy with you. The color of your skin's not right. Why, the very color of your skin might mean that you're racist, or it might mean that you're this or that you're that. And you know what? Your gender's not good enough. Also, we don't like your hair. Where's your background? Oh, you're from there? No, you're not good enough. It's amazing. We're always drawing lines. Lines, lines, lines. This is how I can tell I'm better than you, because you blank. And let's be honest, a lot of it's stuff, it's not even your fault. You're like, you were born that way. Well, you're not good enough, so you're out. Too bad. Let me tell you something that's amazing about God. Jesus loves everybody. Jesus is not in the business of drawing lines. He knows the color of your skin, but he doesn't care. He knows what your eyes look like. He knows where you grew up, where you went to school. He knows everything about you, and he loves you. He's not interested in telling you, well, I love these people, but I don't love you. I'm sorry, but we built this building so we could exclude you.
Not one group gets a little bit more love than the other.
They don't. It's true. God loves you right where you are. Now, I'll admit, you know, God's not interested in just being like, I love you. Do whatever you want. God wants to teach us a better way to do life. Let's be honest, some of us need some work. God loves us so much that he doesn't want us drawing lines and telling other people that they're not good enough. He doesn't want us to get mad at each other because the color of our skin is different or we went to a certain whatever. Like, that's not what God wants. He loves us. He wants to teach us to love each other. He wants to show us a better way to do life on earth. Not just life after earth. I'm talking about life right now. He loves you so much. I want you to take some time and get to know him. You're like, well, this is too good to be true. What are you selling? Nope. This is just between you and God. But if you're interested in something different, something better, something real, just say, Jesus, I want that. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I have not felt loved. I want you to love me. And maybe help me to forgive the people that don't. And man, God's got a different way of doing things, and it's good.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Let me tell you, Mr. Rogers sweats me so hard.
Mr. And Rogers?
Yeah, he does. I mean, I go on Twitch, and now he wants to be on Twitch. Did you see this?
I did not. Are you talking, which Mr. Rogers?
Won't you be my neighbor?
He's no longer, he hasn't been with us for quite some time.
I know, which is even weirder that he's sweating me from beyond the grave.
How is he doing that?
Well, it turns out that, you know, I started a Twitch channel.
You did?
I did. Obadiah Plays. And, you know, I've streamed twice. Look at me.
If you would have stopped by now, but you're still going.
Nope, still going. And here's the thing that gets me is like, look who wants to be better than me.
Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers comes in and he's going to do an 18-day broadcast of all 886 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on Twitch.
How random is that?
How rude is that? Why? He is trying to upstage me.
Why are they trying to do that?
Well, the idea is, you know, just like us, PBS is viewer-supported, listener-supported. They're, you know, a nonprofit, and they need to raise their money. So they say this is a way for them to get the word out.
About their fundraiser thing?
About how much better Mr. Rogers is than Obadiah.
Which they didn't have anything else besides Mr. Rogers?
Well, he's iconic.
I guess. I guess it's just probably to hit something like, for maybe a lot of Twitch users, what they grew up with or know about. Or is he a little older than that?
I don't know when Mr. Rogers stopped his thing. Oh, he was on until 2001. Mm. So, okay, if you were 3 years old in 2001, that means that you are 19 now. So, is that how old you are when you watch Mr. Rogers? I don't know.
You sounded confident with this. I was like, yeah, sure, okay, 3 years old.
I'm spitballing here, okay, guys?
We don't know.
Show for preschoolers. How old are preschoolers? Is that...
Preschool.
Four, five?
When did we go to school?
Okay, so let's go. Let's say four, all right? That was 16 years ago. You're 20 now. So, like, you remember the guy with the ironic sweater and the house shoes?
They're probably trying to get you to feel something from when you were in a preschool state.
All the feels, Nikki.
Yes, by showing all the episodes.
You just log into Twitch because you want to see my Twitch channel, and then you're like, oh, I can't watch Obadiah because Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's almost like they're trying to hypnotize you or something, or brainwash you by showing all those episodes
just in a row.
Yeah, like give money, and you just don't know it. It's just put in there.
I think,
or they assume a lot of people might be altered in a certain state if they're spending a lot of time on Twitch.
I think that.
That might be it.
I think people just being like, dude, we're going to get lit. We're going to watch Mr. Rogers.
And we're going to get money.
So
be very careful that you don't give away all of your money this weekend to Mr. Rogers, because you woke up on Monday remembering that man that told you to have a good day or whatever Mr. Rogers did. And like how he became your best friend over the weekend, but he wasn't real.
He wasn't actually there.
So just a thing to be worried about.
So it starts on May 15th, which is Monday, and it starts at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and it will run through June 3rd.
It's crazy.
Twitch.tv/Mr. Rogers. And you can watch 18 days. Of Mr. Rogers.
You come out of it wearing a sweater thing. Didn't you have a sweater vest?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you would do.
And you'll be walking around in your ironic cardigan sweater.
Well, so perhaps spend more time. Don't forget Obadiah Plays. You can follow him there now.
That's on like twice a week.
Way less content.
Way less.
Compared to the full entire history of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But
not as friendly or as entertaining. But it's there. Because, see, again, Mr. Rogers couldn't even let me have a week. Couldn't give me a
week.
Before
he comes in, scoots on in there.
Mom always liked him best.
The worst of the Riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the Riot on Radio U.
Think about furniture, the ones you love, the ones you hate, the old ones. Like your grandparents have this furniture. Like, gosh, buy some new furniture.
I remember my grandmother had the sofa that had been around for many years and I think many generations of people.
Yeah.
So it was kind of broken. Well, not really broken, but when you sat down, you really sat down.
Yeah, okay.
Like it lost the support.
Buying furniture to me, like my brain doesn't even work that way.
Because like, you don't want to?
I just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I have a couch at home that's shockingly uncomfortable that I really should replace. But then I just go sit in some other chair and I don't end up sitting in that couch.
Until the opportunity for a new couch comes up. But until then.
That's weird. Like, just don't think about it very much. It's been a while since I bought a couch. That being said, I might have tons of money just laying around. Apparently, IKEA furniture. It's not enough for you to buy new IKEA furniture now. You need to have vintage IKEA furniture.
Vintage IKEA? Wouldn't that be way more uncomfortable?
Well, what is?
No offense, but some IKEA furniture is not the most comfortable.
No.
Like their chairs and their sofas.
Actually,
they've gotten better.
Yeah.
But back in the day.
Well, I bought an IKEA chair a couple years ago.
They're good for hoot-a-hoot.
They've got like the Pyong and those are not comfortable. So, but they have this other one that was more expensive that swivels.
Yeah.
That like the angle was just right. I paid their premium.
Did you?
I love that chair.
There was this one that looked like an evil, like when you would sit in it, you'd be the evil character in a movie or something.
Oh, yeah.
One of those with the tall backs to it and you could just look all.
That's the chair I have.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yep.
No way.
Absolutely.
You have that?
It's shockingly comfortable.
Well, because you have the back support.
When I'm playing games, that's the chair I sit in.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, I love it. It's up in my loft. But you had to buy a little footstool for it.
So I pretend
I have my feet on the world.
Well, next time you do a gaming stream, do it from that chair.
That's a commanding chair.
Where, yes, like if you're a commander.
Yeah, which I am. So, at least in the game world, I am. Let's move on, shall we? These vintage IKEA furnitures.
Will it get me money if I have some?
You tell me. Do you feel like $75,000 is a lot?
Yes, it is.
You probably
paid $75 for it.
Well, like for example, here's a mushroom chair that was from 1944. Recently sold at auction for $75,000.
So classic IKEA furniture.
They say that it's all about the vintage.
Anytime you hear these stories, though, we don't have any of this stuff, and our family doesn't have any of this stuff.
You don't know that? You need to go look.
I don't know where it would be at.
You don't think your mom's got a Berg's Lagen table?
I know she does not.
Mom, what happened to the Berg's Lagen?
I feel like, at least our generation, we don't keep things as much, or we don't realize, and so you just get rid of it.
Well, the Berg's Lagen sideboard table just sold for almost $4,000.
Crazy.
All right, here's some chairs by Eric Wartz. They're about $2,000 a piece. Maybe a little more than that.
And what years are these?
I mean, like, they're going back to, like, the 40s.
I wonder how they put them together back then. It was IKEA with the one tool. You get one tool to put together your IKEA furniture.
But the thing is, though, like, maybe back in the day it wasn't like that.
Maybe
like,
it was more prestigious. Because,
like, even now, though, like, their couches and stuff, you don't assemble those, right? Like, those are
parts of it.
Like, don't they just come, like,
ooh. No, not put together.
Like a straight up leather couch from IKEA?
I think you have to put some of it together. I've never ordered a couch.
Okay, well, I haven't either. My chair came in pieces.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's where the savings is.
If you looked at it, you'd be like, yeah, that came in pieces. I can see that, but not like a couch.
No, a couch, I think, comes in. I think you have to stuff the thing around the stuff and put it in. And
you have to put the stuffing in? No, forget it.
I don't think it's stuffing, but like the foam stuff or whatever.
Oh, that's wrong?
Maybe.
I don't. Right. Like sometimes things can be too discount.
Has anybody bought a sofa from IKEA or like any other place where, you know, you put it together?
Or does anybody have a Berg's Lagen side table they're not using?
We'll take it.
I'll take it off your hands. I'll come pick it up.
Hey, it's not. Now, you might have just heard us talking about it being worth money. It's not. We were teasing.
Not yours.
No.
It's no good.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Ho-ho! Yeah!
Radio U. The Riot.
It is is the riot. And as I said, there are many things that we don't pay enough attention to. But when it comes to new flavors of M&M's, Oreos.
We will do this.
Like, we're there. So
I heard Nick talk about these M&M's yesterday. They were doing a big promotion with them in Times Square.
Uh-huh.
This is the new caramel. Caramel.
Whatever they are. Caramel.
M&M's, which are now out.
And so Anthony says they're best enjoyed sitting in your mouth for a little bit. Had them a few days ago. They make me think of Rolos. He hit me up on Twitter.
Dean said the caramel M&M's are kind of weird. Doesn't quite know yet how he feels about them. So are we eating them now? Oh, wow.
Very chewy.
Caramel in there?
Big time. Don't you taste it?
No, at first I thought maybe it was just the flavoring of it, but that's caramel.
Yeah. It's... You know what's funny? Like, I don't feel like I normally taste the candy coating very much with an M&M.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelmed with chocolate. I really taste the candy coating.
You do.
Like, it lingers in a weird way.
Normally, I only like peanut M&M's. I don't really like the milk chocolate ones because I don't like just the chocolate candy coated taste. But this isn't, I mean, it is like a Rolo.
Yeah.
Which is the name of my new puppy. Look how that works out.
The caramel in a Rolo is a little runnier than this, I think, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got a real thick, like...
Or kind of like a Milk Dud, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
But, you know, Milk Duds are like, hey, any fillings you have, I'm pulling them out.
Sure.
This is softer. They're softer.
This one, I'm not nearly worried about my cavities.
I'd still rather just have a peanut.
This is pretty good, though. Mm-hmm. I would prefer this over a straight, normal M&M.
Uh-huh.
But I would take a peanut M&M top.
Yeah. I almost got us two. Apparently, Target has an exclusive M&M thing. They're red, white, and blue M&Ms. But they're just, they're just peanut butter M&Ms. So, like, the only exclusive is the color. It's not the flavor.
Well,
that didn't seem worth a purchase to me.
I mean, other people do that. That's not too uncommon. Yeah, these are great. Sure, right. Why not?
What?
I kind of feel like I'm sitting at the movie theater.
It wasn't the tone. It was the word choice. It's like, sure, these are great. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll go with it. We'll have some caramel M&Ms. That's
all
fine.
Right, okay.
I'll go if we have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least we tried something new.
Congratulations on that.
We moved out of our comfort zone.
We branched out a little bit.
Yeah, there's also, I didn't know this, but there's two big bags of Lindor truffles in the break room.
Gosh, it's so like, hey, you want to start a diet? No, you can't. Yeah. Because we have all these candy.
So if you don't want the caramel M&Ms, you can just go in there and get a different chocolate of your choosing.
It's something. Don't you guys wish you worked here, right?
So that suits you a little better, whichever's best for you, really.
It's hard. You're like, here, you want the candy or the Red Bull or the whatever? We got lots of choices.
Yeah, it's like, if you feel you're like, you know, crashing from all that candy, just drink this Red Bull.
If you don't want candy stuff, we got like a box of 800 slices of Kraft cheese.
Yeah, we've got what you need to get back on top.
We got a big party pack.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this!
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
So I posted something on Instagram yesterday, and I want to talk about it. But first, I logged on to Facebook, which is where I dump my Instagram posts, and I saw the, like, on this day thing.
What happened on this day?
Here's my post from 1 year ago today. Ready? One time, I volunteered to drive my grandma home from family Thanksgiving dinner because there was a 7-Eleven by her house and I wanted a big gulp.
I remember that. Well, those are good memories. Sad memories, but good.
I did that because they had Diet Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper at that 7-Eleven and I wanted it. And she wanted to go home and I was like, I'll take you. And you're like, you're such a good boy.
When they
and I was like,
did I not am. Know deep down it was for other reasons.
I am such a good boy. I'm so nice.
Terrible.
Oh my gosh. Good times, good times. But yesterday I got a pizza and I went to Domino's, which I think we all can admit is... Like, you're almost at the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, no, there's others.
I mean, Little Caesars is just
Well, I think, the convenience and the price factor.
You're just eating pizza off the bottom of the barrel.
The floor?
That's where you're at. It's the floor of the barrel. That's what your Little Caesars is. Domino's is like, well, at least we're not that. So that's something. But I got, okay, I got a pizza from Domino's yesterday that was exquisite.
Yeah, the picture looks amazing.
I don't know that I have ever had them create a pizza for me that was as good as what they made last night.
Most of the time, they're not always as consistent is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
I think outside of McDonald's, most places have a consistency issue. McDonald's is just all one anytime you go to any place.
The Domino's by my house? No.
Rolling the dice?
No. Total dice roll. So where were we, right? It had this one piece had a pizza bubble on it. You know, the dough bubble? And I wanted to know where people fell on the dough bubble thing. Like, you know, are you pro-bubble? Are you anti-bubble?
Is it safe to say?
Or are you on the bubble?
Are you on the bubble?
Because you're just not really sure?
Are you with some of the bubble's beliefs and systems, but maybe not for other parts of the bubble?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like maybe this probably a whole discussion. I'll put it on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you want to join the conversation about the bubble.
I swear to you, I love the bubble.
You're in?
Oh, yeah. I pick the piece. The best I found is if you go to Costco and order it at the window. Mm-hmm. You can buy like a large pizza, but I feel like the ones you take home never have the same bubble ratio or whatever.
Probably not.
And man, I pick the piece and I always like, could I have the one with the bubble?
Can I have the bubble piece?
And I just love it because then it just poofs out and the air comes out and it's that hot oven air and it's just delicious. And I like dough, so.
Kelly, I see that text says no bubbles.
Kelly, what's wrong with you? You don't know.
Here's the thing is I do go in for the bubble.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense. Because if you think about it, what the bubble does is it's just air. It's
It's dough air. Dough, hello.
Hello.
That's what we like.
No, I do too. But like you're not getting, with the bubble, you're not getting any more dough. In fact, you're just getting less toppings.
I don't care about the toppings. I'm only in for pizza for the bread.
You just want the bread?
Yes.
Then why even order pizza?
Bread. I can sometimes just get breadsticks.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it for dinner?
Sometimes I don't want the toppings.
Julia says she loves the bubble. Thanks.
Thank you, Julia. I knew you were a great listener. I knew it. I knew you were.
You're the best texter. Oh, my gosh.
You are the best. You get the award today.
Tommy says pizza is pizza is pizza.
Well, true. That's deep.
You know what? That right there, that's an open-armed, open-hand gesture.
Anyone
right there.
And everyone.
I get that. But, you know, with me, I'll tell you, last night I didn't eat the bubble. It was a weird moment.
I knew I didn't want to come to work today with you.
You're
a bad person.
Terrible person. Like, that's established. I mean, one time I took my grandma home just because I wanted a soda.
I knew you were bad. All right. Well, now we could use some pizza.
Bill says that bubbles are a waste of perfectly good pizza space. Now,
it's
Bill,
not.
I don't think that's a sweeping statement. Far.
That is.
That is a step too far.
Man, it's just delicious. See that?
See how choked up I am? You know what's interesting, though? I think the bubble piece might right now be in the fridge here in the building because...
You can't bring it back to life, though.
I'll tell you what. You can rejuvenate a pizza
in the oven.
If
you put it in the oven, yes. Yeah. You got to give yourself some time.
I'm not microwaving it.
No, but it's not the same.
I'm not a barbarian.
It's not the same.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Man, you talk about pizza bubbles and the world blows up.
Look, everybody has an opinion about this one.
So many people have texted about
the
pizza bubble. All right, so let's get into this. We've got, I don't have a name on this one, but Mark said, there it is. There's the name, Mark. We always called the bubble a wart.
Mark.
I'm not a fan of the wart.
Man,
do you see right there how you immediately went negative?
It's divided.
He immediately went negative.
I'm not finding a lot of middle-of-the-road pizza bubble people. It's just like you either hate it or you love it.
Well, in fairness, if I said to you, like, hey, do you want a wart on your pizza? So he says seeing the bubble as a wart changes your perspective
on it, for sure.
Oh, let's see. Crystal says, somehow we end up with five pizzas and a side, but hey, that's breakfast the next day, #fatkids. Oh, she also said that Domino's stepped up their game with their $2.99 medium
well,
pizza deal.
Well, that's how you end up with a lot of pizza from all these companies.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, do you want five pizzas? You're like, all right, I guess.
Olivia says, this is Olivia. And pizza bubbles take away from the glorious cheese and toppings.
Mm-mm.
But if I'm hungry enough, I don't care. I'll eat it.
Don't think of it as taking it away. Just think of it as a pause to appreciate then when you get back to the cheese part, if that's your favorite.
It's a deep breath before the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Oh, here we go. Aaron says, I used to work at Domino's and the bubble was considered bad. It meant the dough wasn't kneaded properly.
Oh, they made a mistake or something?
But Aaron, you're saying that the dough wasn't kneaded? And Nikki's saying the only thing she needs is the dough.
Needs is the air bubble.
So, like, you know, what do you say to that?
Man, you worked at a pizza place. How often would you eat pizza?
Oh, you know it would kill
like,
it for you.
Like, is it free?
When is it?
If you work there, if you made your own, like if you did the work...
Oh, man. Sometimes it would be one of those.
Oh, did you see Brian right there? Brian, that's innovative.
Brian says,
way to go.
I would rip a hole in the bubble and pour sauce in it.
Brian.
I'll tell you who sounds fat.
Hashtag fat kids.
Hashtag, well, and that came from Crystal. We can't take
credit for that. Brian, way to go. You're seeing a potential problem if you don't like the air bubble, and you're making some ground on that.
You know, another option is, I don't do this very often because it always makes me sick, but it's so good. The little, you know, like garlic cheese dipping sauce.
Mm.
What if you just surgical slice? I'm talking really sharp knife. You slice that bubble open, you pour a little in there, and then you shake it up so it coats the inside
of
the bubble.
Nice.
Just a coating.
Nice.
Not completely full.
Don't go crazy.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds good, doctor.
Well, sir, I am a surgeon.
You are.
Pizza only.
You are.
I specialize in bubbles.
It dies, and you're like, no!
Get it in the oven! I lost a pizza today.
It's a hard day.
Bridget texted in. She says the bubble is like pizza-flavored air.
Mm. Aaron texted back. He was the one who worked there, said he'd get free pizza, but he got tired of it.
Of course you got tired of it. This one time in junior high, we had, I don't know how we managed this, but we managed to have pizza every day for a week.
Yeah.
It was like five, might have been 6 days, and I never thought, but like on the sixth day.
You were tired of it?
I rested.
You got to vary it up. I mean, that problem is you're just having the same pizza every day.
Yeah, Aaron, what about their honey barbecue chicken bites?
Or no, that's when you go
to... Those are hand-breaded from fresh filet chicken, I'm sure.
No. And that's when you take your pizza and you trade it with other places, you know, for your food or other pizza.
I had a friend that used to do that. They would call, like, they every night they called different restaurants and they would do
swaps.
Yeah. So, you know, they can't get your food right, but they're swapping with McDonald's for their pizza. It's cool.
Well, can I just say, guys, it's been a pleasure to talk about pizza with you. It's just been a joy to see your thoughts on it and the air bubble and if you like it for the pizza or not.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've been so busy texting you all back, I haven't gotten it on our Facebook page yet, but I will.
That'll go up at Radio U Riot, which is our Facebook page. Please make sure to like us while you're there. We like that.
Kelly says next week, tacos.
We'll do it on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, a Taco Tuesday
Let's
discussion?
Talk about tacos
it's
on
so
Tuesday.
Perfect.
Let's
set a reminder and still forget.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki, if we can talk about food, oh, dang it. I was going to say, if we can talk about food in this break, we'll have done a whole hour on food.
Woo!
But you know what? We had that stupid break where we talked about IKEA and ruined everything.
Well, IKEA, still where we enjoy Swedish meatballs, and I like their chicken fingers, so.
All right, it's a tie-in.
There's something. But yeah, we did an earlier Riot food fight with the caramel M&Ms, mm-hmm. caramel M&Ms.
See what happens?
The other M&Ms, the new ones.
The whatevers and the so forths and the something. I do have one last food item because we'll never talk about food again. Did you hear about what happened in Pittsburgh?
No,
just outside
it?
Of Pittsburgh in Lawrenceville. There's a restaurant there called Cures. And on Monday night, they had what they call a special dining event. And so what they had was, apparently they on Mondays a lot of times have this thing called the Curated Dinner Series. It's a collaboration with guest chefs curated by Cure, lots of curing here, and chef and co-owner Justin Severino. The guest chefs at Monday's event were Scott Vivian and Nate Middleton. both from Toronto.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Canada.
Woo! What are they doing there?
They had horse tartare.
Oh, no. You're not allowed to have eat horse here, I thought.
According to the Toronto Sun, Canada is the world leader in the production of horse meat.
Okay, so is this in Canada or Pennsylvania?
Well, it happened in Pennsylvania, but these guys are from Canada.
Mm.
And so I did not know that they were the world leader in production of horse meat. And apparently, in Canadian listeners, you will have to set us straight. This says that it's served as burger steaks, deli meat, and sashimi.
That's how it's done in Europe. So maybe Canada as well. Here, they can sell horses for days to go to meat, but it's not like it's served here.
Okay, well, they say that the meat came from a sustainable horse farm in Alberta, Canada.
What a pony place.
They said it was a Quebec-style feast, and horse is a traditional part of the menu. Horses enjoyed in many countries around the world, but fairly new to U.S. diners because we're not animals. It's cool.
And I know you're like, well, why draw the line? Listen, at the horse, I will. I will draw a line on a horse.
I'm drawing my arbitrary line.
I can't eat that. I could never eat a dog. I know in some places that's perfectly acceptable, too. Can't do it.
Yeah, like that's one just like, no.
I ever wanted it as a child, like to have a dog or a horse.
Yeah.
I can't eat it growing up.
Those are fun animals.
Yeah.
Chickens? I eat a chicken. I eat one right now. Take its fingers.
One by one. Dip it in sauce.
Okay. I like a honey mustard. It's glaze.
I'm going to rip your fingers off. Doesn't it sound terrible when you say it like that? Like, I know it's not their fingers, okay? It's a collection of...
And don't get Nikki started on the wing buffet.
What do you mean? Oh, because I like the wing buffet.
Because you like the wing buffet.
I do.
So, like, I'm going to pluck your fingers off, and then I'm going to eat your little wings.
I'm going to put you in sauce, not too much, but just right.
You know, we're getting ready to say, play Come Win, Birds Will Never Fly.
Oh, really? What are we doing?
If you want to know the real reason why the birds will never fly.
Because we ate them.
Apparently, we ate them.
Now, we tried to do this at the wing buffet last time, where supposedly you can take a chicken wing and...
I'm listening.
But you remember, you could put it all in your mouth and take a bite and then just pull it out.
You like pull?
We couldn't do it, though, and I didn't want to try it.
I didn't even try it.
Oh, you didn't? I tried it once, and it wasn't going to work. And then I thought, what if someone's seeing me try to do it? I'll have to practice at home.
Okay. Do you think those chicken wings came from a sustainable chicken farm in Alberta, Canada?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
They didn't taste like, Canadian.
More like some place in, like, Virginia, so.
Why Virginia?
I think like Butterball or something. Isn't that a turkey chicken thing? Or
sure, whatever.
I assumed there's space for a chicken production thing.
Wide open spaces.
Sure.
Where the chickens just run
Virginia
and play.
Ham. Like, I bet you they do all the animals there except horses.
I love all of the reasons behind that.
My logic with it?
Yeah, I love it.
I bet it's true.
I'm going to call it right now. It's true. Who are you to know?
The Ryan C's gas station hot dogs is part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's the Ryan. On Radio
U. Nikki, you saw the Lego movie, right?
Which one?
No, just the Lego movie.
I did. I did not see the Lego Batman one.
2014
mm-hmm.
is when the Lego movie came out.
Was that Chris Pratt in it too? That was Chris Pratt, wasn't
it?
Wasn't
he the main guy?
Yeah. Maybe. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll do that.
The runaway hit star of the Lego movie, as far as I'm concerned, was Unikitty.
Unikitty?
Come on. Like, Unikitty was
yes, and yes,
awesome.
Chris Pratt was in that movie.
Okay. And by in it, we mean voiced it.
Yes, because wasn't that the girl from, Community?
What?
Maybe?
You mean...
Lego, or the Unikitty, or the one character?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look that one up, too. Okay,
boy,
I'll do all
know,
that.
You got a lot
I'm
of questions.
Asking all the questions, mean, like, aren't I?
The,
sorry.
IMDb that, Nikki. That's all
I'll
I got for
it,
you, okay?
I'll do it.
So,
yes, it was Alison Brie, Unikitty.
Okay. Well, Alison Brie will not be reprising the role of Unikitty. But Tara Strong will. She's a voice actress, and she is going to be the voice of Tara Strong. Apparently, the voice of Unikitty.
Sure.
She does several voices on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, and now Unikitty is getting her own TV show.
Dun, dun, dun. Which network is getting that?
You know what? As of right now, I don't know which network that's going to end up on, but I do know that it is not going to be a computer animated show. If you look at the other Lego stuff, like Lego has their Ninjago TV show.
Sure.
They've got all those other, like, they got a bunch of specials, different things that they do. And I think most of those are on Cartoon Network, I think. But this one, they're not sure where it's going to end up at. But it's going to be hand-drawn animation.
It looks cute. So basically, Unikitty will be happy just like she was in Lego Movie. Mm-hmm. And it'll be her, her little brother and best friend, Puppy Corn, her bodyguard. There's Hockadoodle and Dr. Fox. And that's the characters in it.
Oh, well. Who wouldn't want to see the further adventures of Dr. Fox?
Like, you sold me on it, right?
Hey, look.
Totally.
I loved the Lego Movie, so.
Well, with this, the other people behind it.
I may not be watching.
Are from Teen Titans Go, so yes. Okay. I'm sure you'd probably really like it.
I'm not really into Teen Titans Go. I gave it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not enough of a chance, right?
I liked it, so I'm curious.
What if it ends up on. Remember how I was so excited about. Young Justice Season 3, and they're putting it on some new, unreleased Warner Brothers on-demand service.
Where you can only get it from that. It's like, no thank you. I'm not paying extra for any more.
Like,
no more.
You know, that's probably, I've got money, that's where this goes. Like, hey, remember how much you liked Unikitty? Well, here, pay money for this streaming service. Exclusive. Whee!
Whenever they do that, that just makes me feel like they don't have as much confidence in the product enough to put it on their network.
No, they have so much confidence they think you're going to pay to see it.
Don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because their network should be their number one priority.
Okay, well, but Nikki, they got to diversify.
True, but you have to connect, not diversify, connect. Put the show there and there and bring it together.
Well, okay, so you diversify and connect.
Okay, we're done. We're not having a meeting about this.
We should have some buzzwords.
We're not.
Let's throw around some buzzwords.
We're done. Thank you.
We need more synergy.
A gem thing. Okay. Wasn't that synergy? Gem in the holograms?
That was her computer, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, where's synergy then?
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Whoa. Hang on just a second. I'm about to pass out.
Did you get dizzy or are you reading something?
No, that last stretch that happened before we went on the air.
Which, if you were a doctor listening, you might be concerned, but really it's fine.
Do you think that indicates I have a condition?
I don't think so. If you stretch and get dizzy, I mean, okay.
Let's Google that later, because I like to get all my health news from the internet.
That would be best.
So yesterday or 2 days ago, we were talking about heroin butt. That's where you go down to Mexico, you buy a bunch of heroin, you strap it to your butt, then you put your jeans on over the heroin, and then you sashay yourself
right on the border.
Right across the border.
And try to cross over with the heroin.
And crap, I just got caught. Well, that's too bad. But Nikki, there are other ways to smuggle things. Let me give you an example right here. Mexico's federal police, they just intercepted a shipment of contraband goods headed for the U.S. at a Guadalajara airport. Now, if I say contraband from Mexico, what do you think they're shipping? Hint, it's not drugs.
It's not drugs. Well, sometimes they'll take, like, if it's contraband, maybe, like, I don't know, certain animals you're not supposed to have in our country, or medicine, or like dried up things that are not good to bring in here.
Well, when they were coming through customs,
or like non-approved bananas, I don't know.
They were like, we're going to have to take a look in here. And he had a suitcase full of Nintendo cartridges.
Well.
And they're like,
what are you going to do with that?
I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to have little tiny spiders living inside these test tubes, like things, that are shoved inside these fake Nintendo cartridges.
To sneak them in?
To sneak them into the U.S. so they can sell them.
What for? What are these fighting spiders?
Man, it would be awesome if they were, kind of.
Yeah, like, what else are they?
They were headed for Hanover, Maryland, and apparently they're going to be sold
they eat them?
To people. No,
what?
Like, Nikki, people keep stuff.
We have... We have our own spiders. What are you bringing these for?
So these are awesome Mexican spiders.
So what's the difference?
Well, I don't know the answer because I don't have the spider breeds. But the other thing is, maybe certain spiders are expensive in the U.S. and these are like the inexpensive Mexican versions of
those
spiders.
Is it like if you want to go to surgery and you go to Mexico? It's cheaper?
There's a lot of things that are cheaper in Mexico. Maybe that is.
That could be the case.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can look at these cartridges and know they're fake. Like, man, there was not a Jurassic Park game that looked like that. You guys spelled Jurassic wrong.
I just would love to work at Border Patrol just for a couple of days to see what people, you know, like if you look at the photos of they tried to cross and they're sewed into like the car seat or something, like they were trying to hide or they brought this and that over, like you wouldn't know.
Some of the effort that's put into smuggling is downright fantastic. I mean, in a... You know,
in a legal
just
way.
Stepping back and admiring all that ingenuity. So, well,
it's like when someone tries to put as much work into not working and still making money somehow when they could have just pushed that towards a job itself.
Well, Nikki, as we say here at The Riot, trying to avoid work is work.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. So if you were wanting one of the fighting spiders from Guadalajara,
that's what Nikki called them.
And they might not have been on their way to, was it Maryland?
Uh-huh.
They're not coming. Your shipment of spiders are gone.
Man, some of you guys and the pets you keep, like, I don't get it.
What do you think they did with the spiders?
Flushed
them, or do they go into evidence, or what?
Just released them back into the wild. I don't know the answer to that.
They walk them back over and say, don't you dare come over.
No, stop it.
You're not allowed.
Stop it.
The worst of The Riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check The Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Dude, we're going to get lit. We're going to watch Mr. Rogers.
And we're
going
to get money.